Hello and welcome to the Dancecast, where I explore dance as an art form, traveling to non-traditional places and with non-traditional doers. I'm your host and my name is Silva Lappeen. Welcome to Dancecast episode 20. It is going to be the last episode of the year 2017, and I want to thank all my listeners and all my guests for the amazing year. I can't believe it when I look at the statistics of listener locations, and I just have to say that I'm very grateful and thankful for everybody listening all around the world. We have people in, the most people listening the Dancecast episodes come from Japan. And it's the United States, Germany, UK, France, Israel, Finland, Argentina, Sweden, Switzerland, Canada, Uruguay, Spain, Greece, New Zealand, Romania, China, Vietnam, Indonesia, Netherlands, Australia, Mexico, Ireland, Puerto Rico, Austria, Poland, Italy, Paraguay, Philippines, Colombia, Russia, Denmark. So thank you for everybody in those countries listening. My little podcast. I'm so happy to do it and share it. And I can't wait for next year with my amazing guests to explore and talk about dance in a non-traditional setting with the non-traditional dancers. But let me introduce you to this episode's guest. Her name is Monika Bozek, who discovered dance at Bolero Dance School in Slovenia. Starting with ballroom dance, she continued with hip-hop and show dance for 12 years. She performed and toured Europe and with a small group formation won few European dance championships. After graduation in continuing education, she moved to Spain where she joins DANZAS, dance theater organization working with children with autism. In 2008, she moved to Argentina, where she studied contemporary dance and dance therapy at AADT and Maria Fuchs Method. She also joined mixability dance group Grupo Alma in Buenos Aires, where she learned from Susana González-Gonz. She continued with danceability teacher training in Helsinki, trainings with Kentucho, Adam Benjamin, and joined the wheelchair dance group Zebra in Slovenia, and choreographing contemporary dance with them. In 2012, Monika founded Mixture Dance Association, based in Madrid, Spain, that organizes integrated dance workshops, conferences, and an annual international integrated dance festival. Mixture Dance Festival is an immersive participatory event that promotes and aims to create an international dance network for individuals or groups that are working with dance and disability. The festival has been produced annually since 2012 all around the Europe, and it's becoming an important event for dance professionals with and without disability. She received Fulbright Schumann Scholarship in her research of integrated dance. She has traveled and worked in Atlanta with Full Radius Dance for 5 months. In 2017, her project Mixture Dance Integrated Dance Festival won a Be Inclusive EU Sport Award. She lives and works in Madrid and leads regular integrated dance classes. Monika is always fun and funny, and so you can hear a lot of laughter. And with that, I wish you all a wonderful holiday season. And thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to share more with you in the new year. Okay, Monika, welcome to Dancecast. I'm so excited about this because I don't know a lot about you. Like, I don't know, how did you start dancing? Where, you know, I just know that you organize Mixture Dance Festival in Europe. So tell me, how did you end up dancing?
Oh my God. Hello, Silva. Thank you very much for inviting me. Oh, this is really a long story. I don't want to go so much back in time.
We are all about long stories, Monika. All about long stories. Did you listen to Violetta's episode?
Yes, I
She just,
did.
yeah, she just explained her whole story. Is yours
Yeah, I did.
longer?
I think so. I don't know. It's my story is very dynamic, you know, like my life, it changing all the time, moving from one part to another part to the third part, you know. I started as I was born in Yugoslavia by that time, you know, in 1991 it became Slovenia. So as a communistic country, we had just two options when we are talking about dance. It's ballet or ballroom dance. So I had just these two options, and I just went to ballroom dance because I like the music more, you know. You could dance with a couple. I was 7 years old. I liked one boy, so it was much better. And you know, all these shining clothes and long dresses. So I was way more enthusiastic about that. But of course, after a year or two, I saw that this is not my path. And then I went to jazz. And then after a few years, I went to acrobatic rock and roll.
Acrobatic rock and roll. Wow.
Throw you, and then, you know, you do all the
Oh,
flips
wow.
and
Okay, yeah.
all this stuff, you know, so it was quite intense. And then I quit because I really like that. But when I entered to this group, it was changing of all generation. So I should wait for a taller dancer for a while because you always need a taller dancer, and I didn't have patience. So I started to flirt with contemporary and hip hop breakdance. And then I just did hip hop breakdance for 15 years professionally.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
That's
I was
oh,
performing,
okay.
I was competing. We were European and world champions. And we did all that. Yeah. So actually, I started very young when I was 6, 7. And I finished kind of my career when I was 25.
Were
Yes,
done.
when people start, you know. But I did
I guess
videos.
you got as high as you can get. You're on the very top. So.
I was on the very top within the hip hop performing. I mean, we started to tour Europe. We were a small group of seven, so we were all around Germany, Belgium, Czech Republic, Austria, TV programs, TV shows. We did all that. So it was kind of okay. So from now on, what should I do? And Slovenia is a very small country, so there are like two options. Teacher, you open your own school.
Okay, I see.
So you become an owner, a manager, a teacher, and you do everything. And you know, I was also studying. I finished my studies at university. I was studying continuing adult education. So I finished both things, and I didn't see myself opening a school. You know, I was too young, I think. And I didn't want to just become a teacher or choreographer in one of the established schools. So I left. I quit the career. I said, I won't dance anymore. I want to see other things. So I left to India. And I've been living there for almost a year, and I was studying Indian classical dances for a year.
Oh my gosh, Monica, you're just
So it was a little bit, you know, I really changed it, but I really wanted to change the whole environment, music, you know, everything. So it was completely different. But I didn't go there to become a Indian classical Indian dancer. It was just, you know, to change it and to enjoy different culture and everything. And meanwhile, I was dancing. So, and then when I went back to Slovenia, I was not, you know, I didn't think to go back to dance at all. So then, yeah. So then I started to travel a little bit around Europe, and then I kind of fall in love with Madrid, and I stayed in Madrid.
How long have you been in Madrid now?
With on and offs, it's like 12 years.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And how
Yeah.
did you stumble across integrated dance?
Integrated dance happened while I was living in Spain, in Madrid. So I was living here for 3 years. You know, I had to learn the language, the culture, everything was new to me. So I was not really dancing. And there was some kind of, but I was kind of missing teaching and being more into education because here I just did whatever it was. I was a receptionist. I worked in administration, office jobs. And then I found the European Union trainings for educators and mentors for social exclusion. It was kind of a program for teaching youth through art.
Awesome.
So I went to Germany for a week. I just said, okay, I need to see what is new in education. And there I got one guy. So we were a group of, I think it was 25 people from all over the Europe, and we had different workshops during 5 days. It was theater, it was literature, it was art and dance and everything. So a dance part, one guy on the wheelchair entered, and I had to do partnering with him. And you could see my face. I'm like, oh, come on, I'm an ex-professional dancer. Cannot, how can I dance with this guy, And he was a dancer, actually. And then I start to work with him for the whole day. And then at the end, we had kind of not performance, but we should just showed our progress. And that was it. And I went back to Spain and I was like, okay, that's it. Dance called me back.
Oh my gosh. So this guy changed your whole idea of dancing and disability.
Yeah, and I don't know what was his name. I don't remember him. I remember after a year, I kind of got in touch with organizers, but I couldn't get anyone anymore. So I don't know who was this
Who
guy
changed your life?
who changed my direction in professional, dance.
Oh my gosh. So
But I
guy,
really got like a
if you
training from
dance with
him.
Monica in Germany in the EU training, in what year was this?
This was in 2007, 2006, 2007.
So if you hear this, please get in touch with us. I want to talk to you.
That would
Guy
be
in a
nice.
wheelchair. That would be amazing.
I would see him and say, oh my God, you changed my life. You called me back to dance.
So, did you start organizing integrated dance classes in Madrid, or what did you do
No, no,
next?
no, no. And then I didn't know what to do. I was completely like, oh my God, I need to go back to dancing, but how can I do that? And then I started to check in Spain. There was absolutely nothing. And I said, I cannot just start integrated dance if I don't know anything at all, I mean, I know how to dance, but and then I start to check where can I do some trainings and whatever, but like long term, like a year. And in Europe, it was actually just London, Adam Benjamin, Kanduko, they have big tradition, but it's quite expensive. And then it was Australia and Argentina. So I went to Argentina.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Because I knew the language and it was way cheaper to stay there for a year for the same money and studying at the same time.
So, who did you study with in Argentina?
So actually, I started with Susana Gonzalez Gons, and she's leader of Grupo Alma. And they are huge. They are, I think they are doing this more than 25 years.
Okay.
And she's amazing. She was absolutely amazing. And actually, I've learned from her so much. So much.
Huh. I'm
This
gonna
was.
get in touch with her too. I'm gonna ask her to be
Yes,
in
I
my
can.
podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. She is amazing. And she's like touring all around. And when I entered to her class, which I didn't even know her classes, I knew a few groups. I knew Danceability, Argentina. And then they have a very big organization of dance therapy.
Okay.
So I started with dance therapy and with Maria Fuchs, if you know the name Maria Fuchs. She's like an old lady, 95 years old, still dancing, still teaching. And she was a professional dancer, but then she had a knee injury and then she started with therapy.
Okay.
I was with her and then I also found Susanna's class. So I started with her and I knew that's it. This is it. Not therapy, Not, I don't know dance ability. It was Susanna's classes because her classes are very dynamic. She has different methodologies, trying really pushing the limits, a lot of wheelchair dancers, blind, older, younger, she mixes everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I definitely need to look them up.
Yeah, she works at university actually, so
So you were there for a year in Argentina.
almost a year, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Monica,
almost a
I
year.
want your life.
Oh God, it's a mess. Because you need to know that every time you leave a country and you move for at least 6 months or 1 year, you kind of leave everything behind, You leave your flats, your jobs, your everything. So,
It's
and
always
then you go
starting
to
from the
Tijuana.
beginning.
Ah, it's tiring sometimes, but of course, experience is huge.
So do you return to Madrid after that?
Then I went back to Madrid when a big crisis started, and it was really, really bad here. You could tell that Spain was really doing really bad. So I didn't know, should I stay or should I go? And this is when I found Alito's training in Finland, in Helsinki. In your country.
Wait, did you go to that?
Of course. It's where I met Sally, it's where I met G, it's where I met Martin.
Oh my gosh, so that was the first year that he had it in Finland.
I think so. I don't know about that, if it was the first time, but this is where I met all these people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was in 2009, if I'm right. 2008, 2009. I think it was 2009. I don't know if it was the first one or
I
not.
think it was the first one. I think they only did
Okay.
it twice. And I was involved in the second one, but I was not involved. I had my first child in 2009.
Okay, so I went there for the first time and I did a teacher training and I met all these wonderful people like Sally and G and Martin and many of them that maybe some of them they're not so much involved into integrated dance, but I still kind of keep in touch with them, really nice group. So that was kind of like the moment that I said, okay, now I'm ready. I can teach now. I can start to, move in this field a little bit more, after trainings in Argentina and then Finland. And then I did weekend workshop with Kanduko as well. And I did weekend workshops two or three with Adam Benjamin in all this period. So I had more, experiences and everything. So, and then I went back to Slovenia. Yes. After Finland, I went back to Slovenia because I again, I was not sure where should I go now, I went back to Slovenia. I said, okay, I can test if I want to go back to my country. So I stayed there for a year. I worked in school and I started to work with mixed group in Ljubljana, but the thing is, this group is ball. They are all ballroom dancers. Ballroom is really huge in Slovenia, so I entered to this group and I said, okay, I know a little bit of ballroom. And one girl, Petra, was a coach, so I actually worked with them for a year, but I did my contemporary part a little bit.
Okay.
It was a little beginning with this group, and it was quite a big group, and I think they're still very big, but still just ballroom dancers.
You didn't change their lives, obviously.
Well, I did because just 1 month ago, three of these dancers came to work with me
Oh,
here in
those were the
Madrid.
dancers that came.
Yes.
Ah. And I was just joking. I think you change everybody's lives who you
Everything
invite.
is connected at the end of the day. So then it was 1 year of Slovenia, and I said, okay, I cannot live here. It's my country, but it's not my country anymore. I need sun, I need Latin spirit, Mediterranean, different cultures. So I moved back to Madrid. And it's when I started with integrated dance classes here in Madrid.
Okay, so that was like 2010, 11.
Yes, something like that.
And so, when did you get the idea of Meet Your Dance Festival?
Well, because when I came back, if I think of time that I moved the first time to Madrid and left and moved back again, it was like 5 years. And when I came back again, I didn't see any big change in integrated dance. Nothing happened here. You have here groups, dance groups for Down syndrome people, but
Okay.
that's it. It's not mixed ability groups, mixed disability, however you want to call it. It's just Down syndrome, but integrated dance, there's nothing.
Oh, okay.
So when I came here, I said, okay, I need to start with my classes somehow, but I also need to kind of invite all these friends that I met during 5 years and try to share and exchange knowledge and methodologies and whatever, or just to have some good time for like 4 days, you know.
Yeah.
In integrated dance world, I was kind of lonely. I was like, oh, nothing is happening here. I need to start somehow. So the first one that is now official integrated international dance festival, the first year was just kind of encounter or meeting of 10 friends or 15 friends from all over the Europe.
I see, and that was in Madrid.
That was in Madrid. I invited quite a few of them, like there were like 15 from all over the Europe and 3 or 4 from Spain. And we just kind of exchange our knowledge. Every hour it was different teacher, you know, different classes, and then of course a lot of free time because this is Spain, you know, long lunch time, long dinner time, you know.
I
It was
obviously need to come and visit you in Spain.
It was really nice. It was really nice. And for me, this was really nice meeting, you know, with all these people. And then when we finished, we also, it was the first year that when I said, okay, we did all these 3 days, but now we have to go out. So we went on the streets and we did dance and perform and improvise. We were dancing in metro, in subway, on the buses, everywhere, you know, it was really nice.
Wow.
So for me, this was the end, you know. I said, okay, it was really nice, so now I have to move on.
No.
No, because then in like half a year, all these people start to email me, you know. When is the next meeting? I was like, oh my God, I don't know. I was not thinking about that. But they were emailing me, and I said it was really nice, and I know more people who would love to come. We should try again. Let's do this, let's do that. So then I start to do it a little bit more serious, you know, and then it took me like every year it's a little bit more structured. So now after 5, 6 years, I actually can say it's a structured festival, you know, it's something that you know. It's like this, it's like this. There is a program, there is a, I don't know, press and everything, you know.
Yeah, no,
So.
and I love it, and I love what you do, because the name Meet, Share, Dance, and then you actually we do you do that. You ask every teacher to submit their lesson plans, and then you share it with all everyone, and I
Exactly.
love that so much.
So besides that, in the beginning, of course, first 2 years, I had to kind of beg these people, please, can you come and teach? Please, would you be so nice and teach and then share and everything, you know? So at the beginning, it was just my friends, but now it's not anymore, you know? I start kind of, the network is there, you know? We started to create network. So now someone tells the other one, there's always someone new and then brings another group, another person. So now it's actually the real thing.
Yeah, and last year you said, or this year in Berlin, you said that you had people in a waiting list to even
Yes.
participate.
Yes. Because it's also, even the last year in Finland and this year in Berlin, there were like people saying to me, oh, but you should do bigger scale festival, you know, 2 rooms at the same time, 2 workshops and so on, and you know, more teachers, which I think is a good idea, but you have plenty of festivals like this. But I don't want a teacher being disconnected with the students.
Yeah.
As soon
Yeah, and I
as you
love
teach,
that. Yeah, you then you just take
as soon as
another.
you teach and after the workshop you leave, you don't know anything about the participants. at all. And I think as a teacher, you always have to be a student, always.
For sure.
You can't forget being a student. So if I go on bigger scale, and I have two, three teachers at the same time, two, three workshops at the same time, then it's just a massive amount of people and nobody's going to meet each other. Then is no more meeting, there is no more sharing. It's just a dance festival.
No, and that's the other really nice part that you have is that you teach your class and then you become a participant on the other person's class that was just a participant in your class. So there is
Exactly.
that. I love that too.
It's
So
not
much.
that, that usually the teachers are special group and then participants are different group, So I don't like that. I don't need that, I've been in professional dance, I know how it is. Not anymore.
And congratulations, you just won 10,000 euros.
High five. Yes, I am a winner of the Be Inclusive Sports Award of European Union 2017.
I heard you're gonna go and move to Bali and smoke cigars and drink drinks
I
on a
said
beach.
this, I actually said this because when they called me there, and they asked me this, I said, I would love to go to Bali. But no, it's now it's actually it's not a pressure, but now I know that I can do so much more because with this money, you can do this, you can move on here. So one of the first things is, do you remember Anar, the
Anar.
Spanish girl?
Yes,
Anar,
yes.
yes. So she's buying a new wheelchair, dance wheelchair, and it's very expensive. So one part. A small part is going to this new wheelchair as well.
Oh, wow. That is so
Yeah,
wonderful of you.
because it's really expensive, dance wheelchair, and so one small part is going that direction as well.
That's so awesome. Monica,
Yeah.
you're awesome.
So, but yeah, this award was kind of, pushing me. Okay, you can do it. You can move on. You can do more things.
Yeah. So
Because
what?
you already know, how it is dance world, it's tough.
It is tough. And it's lonely, like you said.
It is. It would be really nice to have kind of, a partner in crime to do all these things, but it's I don't know if because it's Spain or I don't know, it's kind of hard to find a person that would be kind of always here, and to work with you. It's very hard, a lot of people come here and then they move out. They're not here anymore, or they try to do other things, or they're not so serious about these things, So at the end, yes, I'm moving everything by myself.
Yeah, I mean, and the festival includes like what 27, 30 people that you organize, and that is a lot to do by yourself.
Yeah, this year was 45, so
45, oh my
yeah.
gosh.
All the logistics and lots of emails,
Lots of
asking
emails, I
me
can't even
whatever.
imagine. So, did you decide where it's going to be in 2018?
Nope. There is still, I cannot even say, I have some candidates. I have potential candidates, but there is still no decision. I would like to change a little bit direction. Because it was a lot. I mean, the festival is going to stay the same, of course, but in the last 3 years, it was Berlin, it was Helsinki, it was Dublin, And in this area, there are a lot of people who are interested. You have Austria, you have Belgium, you can have Holland, you have Norway, you have Sweden. But it would be also nice to go back to the south or maybe Eastern Europe.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, but still, I cannot say anything because I actually, it's not a secret,
Yeah,
but
because you
so
don't know it yet.
far, no, not yet.
So
Not
we
yet.
will just need
Still
to wait
in the
and
air.
see.
It's still in the air. Usually by this time, I kind of knew it, but this year it's going to take longer. But you will all find out.
We will all find out. And the festival always happens during August, right?
Nope,
No.
no. It's every year a different time actually, because it
Oh.
depends a little bit on the organizer, co-organizer, the company, the association, or foundation or dance company that I work with.
Okay.
So, for example, in Spain, I would never do it in August because it's too hot.
Okay, I see.
And for example, in Slovenia, I did it in May. In Berlin was in August, but in Finland was in June.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And in Dublin was in June. So it depends a little bit on timing for the host organization. But I can tell that summer months are easier for most of the people because it's holiday month.
Yeah. I really would, September, end of August, September would be really good for me.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
And July, no?
July might be good too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to know, you know, when I'm going to consider dates, I'm going to say in the meeting, you know, but there is one girl, Silva. So she'd have these dates free. Can you please be considerate?
I would very much appreciate that.
Okay. I'm going to show your picture. This is her. She would like that.
Oh my gosh. But then.
And then one day, I hope it's going to happen in USA.
I have a really nice place for you to host it. It's in Albuquerque.
Okay.
In New
Mexico.
But
it's in the middle of nowhere, Silva.
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. You're going to send me some pictures and then I will find out.
Okay, good. I'll do that. I'll do some PR for you.
Okay. It has to be nice, warm.
That I can guarantee.
Okay.
Beautiful hiking, great food, very cultural.
Great food in USA.
Flamenco? Come on, Monica.
Flamenco? I live in Madrid.
I know, but you never did it in New Mexico.
Okay. We can have integrated flamenco.
We'll do it.
Okay. We have it.
You do?
In Spain, yes.
Oh, wow. Is that something you started or are you just part of?
No. I'm not a flamenco dancer. There is a guy, Jose Galan, in Seville, and he's doing it.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be part of one of the festivals.
Yes, that sounds great. Maybe the one in Albuquerque.
Okay. let's do it that way.
Because, you know, you have your roots also in US because you studied with Full Radius. So tell me a little bit of that.
Exactly. That was another highlight of my life when I got a Fulbright grant for research of the best integrated dance practices between European Union and USA. So I picked up Full Radius. And of course, I didn't know them personally, but I've just seen a few videos. And Douglas was, from very beginning, really amazing. You know, he was very nice. He said, yes, you can come. You can stay with us for 6 months, learn, teach, whatever you need for that. So I went there. I was in Atlanta for 6 months, and I was working and dancing with Full Radius. And it was really, really nice. I've learned so much. I mean, they're really professional dance company, you know, has nothing to do with what I do here, but maybe one day, you know?
Yeah.
But that's been working this, I think, 25 years.
Yeah.
So has really like a long history, and they are so professional. I really loved it. And it was also very nice because it's so different from European style. Completely different.
Yeah.
So besides dancing experience, also was, for me, it was cultural experience. It was amazing, you know. I was traveling a lot. I was visiting my family because I have my family in Florida.
Oh.
So I was all over. And I have to say that I really like south part of America.
There you go. New Mexico.
Yes, it's still south. It's okay.
So I love when you were explaining to me when you went to that Fulbright dinner it was like a gathering of everybody who got
it. It was a big congress. It was 3-day congress of all the you mean here in
yeah.
You mean there in States. Yeah. It was a big congress and they invited all the Fulbrighters that we were there by that time. So we were like 100 something. And of course, it was in a nice hotel. And then we have talks about, I don't know, community. And it was very interesting, you know, and all these people, you know, from all over the world, you know, Africans, Asians, Australians, Europeans, South Americans, and they were all holding like PhDs and master degrees in biology, in chemistry. They're actually changing our world, you know, in really like amazing way. And then it was really funny. And then, what are you doing? I was like, I'm a dancer. And they're like, oh, I was like, yeah, I don't have any PhD, you know, but they were really excited of in what I do. But still, you know, when you just heard someone saying that they are changing the way how that they're in 10 years, there won't be any cancer, something like that, you know? And then, and you, what do you do? I'm like, oh my God, where can I start? I am a dancer and I'm a dance teacher. And yes, I am a very happy person, you know? So I was a little bit embarrassed. So at that point, I was actually thinking to do a master degree. I start to check masters in States, masters in Europe, masters everywhere, PhDs, whatever. But then I came back and I was like, okay, just dance and teach. There's a lot of work to do. So studying is going to be way later if it's going to happen. But now it's not the time for studies.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing so much right now.
Yes. So no, I'm not going back to school.
Yeah. When was that Fulbright thing? When was it? When did you study with Full Radius?
The Fulbright was 2014 to 2014, 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it was 2 years ago when I came back to Spain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and
Yes.
then because Full Radius also came to Scotland.
Full Radius came to, not to Scotland. I didn't have it in Scotland yet. Sorry.
Ireland.
Ireland, yeah. And then, of course, when I finished Fulbright, I went back to Spain. But I said to Douglas, I really want you to come to Europe. We need to collaborate some way. We need to, you know, exchange our knowledge. You need to come to Europe to show our dancers what you do. And yes, he came to Meet Your Dance Festival in Dublin. So he was teaching there. And then last year, with help, I started to work with the American Embassy here and Fulbright Association here. So they came to Spain, Full Radius Dance Company, the whole company. They performed in a very important integrated dance. It's not just dance, it's festival for integrated arts, theater, dance, music. So they performed here and they were teaching few workshops here and in Valencia. So yeah, the whole group came. And then this year Douglas also came to Berlin Meet Your Dance. So yeah, the connection is here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that also the rest of the people they started to know, because from the United States, what we know in Europe is Axis Dance Company, and that's about it. We don't know much about American dance, especially not integrated dance, not yet.
Yeah, well, I feel a little bit the same way that here people know about Kentugo and that's it.
Okay, yeah. So they have very good marketing, I guess.
So this is one thing why I'm doing this podcast, that I'm gonna show that there's so much more out there than just a couple of
It's
big
so much more in America and it's so much more in Europe.
Europe,
You've seen
yeah.
in Europe there is so many things, you know,
Yeah.
so many groups working, and I guess in America it's the same.
Yeah, although I always felt that in Europe the integrated dancing is much more advanced than than in the US.
Maybe.
But I don't know if that's completely true in a sense that everybody is. There are definitely some people, like Plymouth University was amazing. You know, it's completely accessible, the building. Their program is completely accessible for anybody. But it's a lot because of Adam.
Exactly.
So,
It has to be one person who starts to move things, and then you start to move things on and on and on. You cannot say this for example, for Madrid
oh, yeah.
for Berlin, for example, Maya was dancing. You know Maya from Finland? I think she was Berlin. It was not accessible. She was in Holland. It was not really accessible. So we are still struggling with many things, but at least we exist, you know? So, for example, this year, it's my first year in 7 years since I started to teach here that I have accessible place, dance space with accessible bathrooms, toilets, and everything. The first time.
That is amazing.
Before we had to do like the wooden ramp and move somehow physically dancers and try to go through the window or whatever, you know, but we just did it, but it was very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So this year, it's my first year that I have an accessible space and people can actually enter without, you know, any struggles.
That's makes me
That's,
speechless.
yeah, that's really hard in Europe. That's maybe not in all over the Europe, but in Spain, yes, it's not an easy thing.
But it's so funny when Tanya and I were going around in Berlin, we actually thought that it was very accessible compared to when we go around here.
Really? Because, for example, Enar and Spanish dancers, they said, "Oh, Madrid is better than Berlin." And I was like,
Oh,
"Oh, wow. That's good to know."
although we had some issues with the public transportation, but we were able to get to like metro and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing is perfect. That's why we're all doing this work. We need to get
Exactly,
things
exactly.
perfect. So, have you now start thinking about doing getting your own dance studio? Are you now old enough to have your own dance studio, Monica?
Yes, I'm ready. I could totally have my dance studio. I would love to have it, but now I need more money for that, you know. It's always something, but you know, there are possibilities. I'm talking with another association that they work a lot with autism and with kids and theater and so on. So it could be in the future, but of course I won't be alone. I would probably go with another dance group, which is easier, which is better actually. But yeah, I'm ready now, you know. I'm old enough, you know. I'm not 24, 25 anymore. So maybe this is going to happen. It would be very, very nice.
I would love to see that happening.
So maybe I should call Melanie Trump. She's Slovenian. And maybe she can help some people, you know, from Slovenia.
Mean, you're a Slovenian sister, so she should totally hook you up.
Exactly, you know, and we help each other, you know, and we're always good to each other in Slovenia, which is not true, but you know, this is how it is. But we should get really nice sponsors and big donations, and then yeah, I would have beautiful studio with a lot of lights, a lot of sun, and yeah, you would be all here. Everything is going to be accessible. This is going to be a future, Silva, near future.
I love it. Is there any other dreams that you want? We're gonna have that amazing dance studio with tons of lights and light and not lights, light, big windows and sunlight, and completely accessible space in Madrid that Monica is holding space and teaching and making dances and hosting people. What else do you want to achieve?
What else do I want? Oh, that's already enough, you know.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing step by step progress, you know. I cannot really do more, you know. And then, of course, we are going to perform all over the world, and you know. But no. But I'm going step by step, you know. I cannot really rush myself. It's too much.
So you need to first decide where Meet Your Dance is going to be in 2018, and then
For
you're going
example.
to and then you need to start on working on getting that beautiful dance
Yes.
studio.
For example, to have 10th anniversary here in Madrid in the stadium.
Oh yeah, I like the
So
way you think.
I still have time. So I still have
So wait, this is going to be the 7th Meet Your Dance or the sixth?
Next year, 2018, is going to be 7th. So I still have time till 2000, my God, 21, 22, to decide, where to have my beautiful space in Madrid.
Okay, good, good. Where I think that's something worthwhile to do.
Yeah.
I'll help you in any way I can. I can give you
Yeah, you will be
$25.
probably, by that time you're going to move to Europe or,
Oh, yeah, I think I might move to Madrid.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Here, we don't have really seasons here,
Oh,
No
man.
spring, no autumn, no snow, which is really good. But if you like a lot of sun every day, yes, this is the country.
I don't know about that.
Oh. Not excited.
I might be a seasonal worker at your dance studio.
Okay. You can come, yeah, for a few months, 6 months or 4 months. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I could do that too.
Okay, good.
I could totally do
So we're
that.
gonna wait and hear. Oh, and you have a website like meetyourdance.com.
I have a website. I'm on everything. I'm not on drugs, but I'm on everything else, I have my website. I am on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, everywhere. It's Meet Share Dance. On, I don't know what, if there is something new, I'm going to be there. I'm all
I
over.
have to say that if you only want to go to Meet Your Dance to meet you, that is a good enough reason because you're an amazing person and so much fun to hang out. Monica
Oh,
was
thank you.
presenting Meet Your Dance. We were both in this integrated dance festival or conference, the EU-funded conference on the future of integrated dance or something like that. No, what was it called?
Yeah, something, not the future, but the progress or something like that.
Something
Yeah.
like that, because actually Axis was the one that hosted the conferences here that was called The Future of Integrated Dance. But so Monica was giving a lightning talk about Meet Your Dance, and I was sitting next to her and she was preparing it as we were there 2, 3 minutes before she went on, and she did awesome. So
Oh, come on, it was really bad. I said, oh, no, I don't know, what should I say, what should I say? And it was just 5 minutes, and I felt that I'm there forever and since ever. It was like, oh God, it's 5 minutes and I'm still here, and I think I'm here for 20 minutes and I'm still talking and I should stop.
Oh, and then you have also fell in love with another dance style.
Oh yes, but this is my free time.
So it's your hobby.
Well, it's my hobby that is actually becoming kind of serious hobby, because I already have a space where we do this every Sunday, and it's my space. And yeah, and I'm going to a lot of festivals.
And what was it
And
called again?
is it called Forró? And it's Northern Brazilian dance. And it's absolutely amazing. It's,
Fora,
but this
right?
is dance where I don't need to think, And believe it or not,
Tell me.
I did try it with Anar and with people on the wheelchair dance, on wheelchair. So it's going to be integrated for as well, sooner or later.
There you go. You are changing the world, Monica.
Yeah. Everywhere is going to be integrated dance. Even if people, they don't want to dance, they will. I'm going to force them.
We need to.
It would be great. I think everyone who dances is just happier and nicer, no?
Yeah, I think so too. I definitely think so too. Thank you so much for talking with me. We like chatted for over almost an hour here.
Oh, wow, that's true. Well, thank you, Silva. Thank you. From Madrid to USA, still Texas, but in future to New Mexico.
I know. Exciting.
Yes. So you have to tell me all the details about your future. Of course, we are going to stay in touch.
Of course, of course. And you're gonna go and teach something now? What are you gonna go and teach?
Yeah, I have my regular classes, so.
By the way, do you teach weekly?
Yes.
So every week, once a week.
Every week. Once or twice, depends. This month it was actually 4 times a week with Slovenians and with
Oh,
my
yeah.
group.
I forgot to tell me a little bit about this exchange with the Slovenians. I wonder where you got that connection. No, I already knew that, but how did you end up bringing them to Madrid?
Because they wanted to come to work with me for a month, because in Slovenia, like I told you, they don't have really contemporary dance, integrated dance, it's just ballroom dancing. So these three girls, I worked with them when I stayed in Slovenia. So they had this in their mind, they want to come, they want to come. So they applied the project, and it's called Job Shadowing Erasmus Plus. So it's European Union project. So they applied, they got the money, so they came here for a month. So we did a lot of trainings and choreographies, and so they're going to apply for some performances. So at the end, it was really nice to have here for a month. It was really nice for my group to have these dancers, because they also did one workshop with ballroom dancing for
Oh,
my
nice.
dancers.
Okay.
So it was really nice, you know, because the posture is different, the looks, and you know, being all beautiful and so on. So it was very nice workshop. So it was really nice exchange. Really nice.
That's great.
So now we are going to have a few more, and then it's Christmas time. For Christmas we stop, and I'm going to cold, cold Slovenia.
You sound so
But
excited.
or not, I'm going to teach there as well. So
Oh, okay. So it's just not vacation for you.
It is, it's going to be vacation, but I'm going to teach one class, so
Okay.
it's going to be nice.
Nice.